The Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says that the situation is completely under control following the military coup. According to him, over 2,800 army personnel have been detained on suspicion of involvement, and more arrests are being made. He said the coup plotters will face the justice they deserve. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has hailed the Turkish people's brave defense of democracy, saying the coups have no place in the region and are doomed to fail. Iraqi forces have gained new ground in the fight against Daesh Takfiri terrorists in the country's north. Government troops and local volunteer forces have reportedly retaken three villages in Qabaya district south of Mosul. Iraqi forces managed to recapture the strategic Qabaya airbase last Saturday. Twenty Libyan Unity Government forces have been killed in renewed heavy fighting against Daesh terrorists in Sirte. More than 100 others sustained injuries. Forces loyal to the UN-backed government of the National Unity launched an operation in May to liberate Sirte. French President François Hollande holds crisis talks with his security cabinet to discuss Thursday's violent attack in Nice, which left 84 people dead. They're expected to review all available options in response to the attack. French police have arrested four people in this connection. More than a quarter billion children are deprived of schooling across the world. The United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO has reported that some 263 million children and youth are not provided with primary and secondary school education. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest rate of exclusion.